Welcome back, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we celebrate St. Ignatius of Loyola. He's the founder of one of the most important religious orders that took shape during the Counter-Reformation time of the Church, the Jesuits. And we're going to pray for our Holy Father's monthly intentions as we celebrate this missionary order of priests. This remarkable missionary order of priests with such an interesting history, and a fourth vow of obedience to emphasize the central role of obedience to the Pope in Rome. Let us pray that we might again learn how to discern, to know how to choose paths of life and reject everything that leads us away from Christ and the Gospel. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray Psalm 65 with its antiphon. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows. You who hear our prayer, to you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth, and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength, you are girded with power. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. You who still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. All the ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. You crown the year with your goodness, abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion. So it can help us also to praise you, Lord, even when things are going badly, because recognizing reasons why we should praise you, even though it's often hard, can change our perspective. I praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your love, and how everything can be taken away, the sins that I commit throughout my life. They can be wiped out by the sacrifice of Christ and the chaplet of divine mercy and the sacraments of the penance and reconciliation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and grace and mercy. Ignatius of Loyola. He was born in 1492. At Loyola, He spent his years at court, the Spanish court, as a soldier. There's always this amusing story about him being struck with a cannonball and having his leg shattered tragically. But out of that tragedy, God brings this deep spiritual awareness, and he uses his ambition, Ignatius's ambition, to become a great leader, to do something great with his life, and gets him thinking, well, I could do just as much if I put my mind to it as St. Francis and St. Dominic did. So why don't I change gears and focus on doing something great with my ambition the way that they did? And this is the beginning of his gradual journey of conversion to becoming a great saint. So he's a saint known for his reflective capacity. He's a mystic saint, but not of the traditional type. He's known for being a contemplative in action. He is a mystic, like I said, but he's not one of the mystics who's particularly known for a public ministry of visions, but only for the ministry of teaching people a way to discern. So he was kind of a charismatic, if you will. Before there were Catholic charismatics, it would be St. Ignatius, who focused on the gifts of the charisms that were coming alive, that the Holy Spirit wanted to give, and how to discern those things, how to live those out, and more generally, how to make decisions in many situations of life about what you're going to do, where it's not obviously clear that one thing is evil and one thing is good. So we're going to take a look at continuing our read through of 2 Corinthians, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, against false apostles. Could I have done wrong when I preached the gospel to you without you, free of charge, humbling myself with a view to exalting you? I robbed other churches. I accepted support from them in order to minister to you. When I was with you and was in want, I was a burden to none of you, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my needs. In every possible way, I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and I shall continue to do so. I swear by the Christ who is in me that this boast of mine will not cease in the regions of Icaria. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. What am I doing? What I am doing, I shall continue to do, depriving at every turn those who look for a chance to say that in their much vaunted ministry they work on the same terms as we do. Such men are false apostles. They practice deceit in their disguise as apostles of Christ. And little wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. It comes as no surprise that his ministers disguise themselves as ministers of the justice of God. But their end will correspond to their deeds. I repeat, let no one think me foolish. But if you do, then accept me as a fool all the way. And let me do a little boasting. What I am about to say in this self-inflated boasting, self-assured boasting, I speak not as the Lord desires, but after the manner of a fool. Since many are bragging about their human distinctions, I too will boast. Being wise yourself, you gladly put up with fools. You even put up with those who exploit you, who impose upon you and put on airs, and those who slap your face. To my shame, I must confess that we have been too weak to do such things. But what anyone else dares to claim, I speak with absolute foolishness now. I too will dare. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? Now I'm really talking like a fool. I am more, with many more labors and imprisonments, with far more worse beatings and frequent brushes with death. 5 times at the hands of the Jews I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. I was stoned once, shipwrecked 3 times. I passed a day and a night on the sea. I traveled continuously, endangered by floods, robbers, my own people, the Gentiles, imperiled in the city, in the desert, at sea, by false brothers, enduring labor, hardship, many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, in frequent fasting, in cold and nakedness, leaving other sufferings unmentioned. There is that daily tension pressing on me, my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak that I am not affected by it? Who is scandalized that I am not aflame with indignation? So it's a really good reading for St. Ignatius of Loyola. It touches on some of his themes, such as the idea that Satan can come disguised as an angel of light, and his interest and solicitude for the churches, for the people under his guidance. The gospel which I preach to you is not a mere human message. I did not receive it through any man, but from our Lord Jesus Christ, who revealed it to me. As surely as Christ's truth is in me, I have preached the gospel to you. I did not receive it through any man, but from our Lord Jesus Christ, who revealed it to me. And now we move to our reading from the life of St. Ignatius, from his own words, transmitted to us by Luis Gonzalez, Gonzaga's, who put inward experiences to the test to see if they come from God. Ignatius was passionately fond of reading worldly books of fiction and tales of knight-errantry. When he felt he was getting better, he asked for some of these books to pass the time, but no book of that sort could be found in the house. Instead, they gave him a life of Christ and a collection of the lives of the saints written in Spanish. By constantly reading these books, he began to be attracted to what he found narrated there. Sometimes in the midst of his reading, he would reflect on what he had read. Yet at other times, he would dwell on many of the things which he had been accustomed to dwell on previously. But at this point, our Lord came to his assistance, ensuring that these thoughts were followed by others which arose from his current reading. While reading the life of Christ our Lord or the lives of the saints, he would reflect and reason with himself. What if I should do what St. Francis or St. Dominic did? In this way, he let his mind dwell on many thoughts. They lasted a while until other things took their place. Then those vain and worldly images would come into his mind and remain a long time. This sequence of thoughts persisted with him for a long time. But there was a difference. When Ignatius reflected on worldly thoughts, he felt intense pleasure. But when he gave them up out of weariness, he felt dry and depressed. Yet when he thought of living the rigorous sort of life he knew the saints had lived, he not only experienced pleasure, but even after he dismissed these thoughts, he still experienced great joy. Yet he did not pay attention to this, nor did he appreciate it until one day, in a moment of insight, he began to marvel at the difference, and he understood his experience. Thoughts of one kind left him sad, the others full of joy. And this was the first time he applied a process of reasoning to his religious experience. Later on, when he began to formulate his spiritual exercises, he used this experience as an illustration to explain the doctrine he taught his disciples on the discernment of spirits. Responsory prayer. Whoever speaks should proclaim God's message. Whoever ministers should serve by the power that God gives, so that all of you, God, may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Before all else, be constant in your love for one another, so that in all of you, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let us ask the Father, the source of our holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and daughters, and truly to be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do. Let us abound in doing good works. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. preserve us in your name so that all may be one. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet. Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner. Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance. Look upon Bill and Henry, Michael, and all the others we have in our online communities, as well as the people that we've met. Grant them true healing, true freedom, and true confidence in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, you gave Saint Ignatius of Loyola to your church to bring greater glory to your name. May we follow his example on earth and share the crown of life in heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray the chaplet of divine mercy for all of our intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Sorry, that's my phone. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dear and your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I offer a plenary or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory. May God help us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have a great rest of your day.